This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 1 through 12 for a few days now. We learned that we should live to please God, verse 1, and win the respect of outsiders, verse 12. To do this, we need to be sanctified in four areas of behavior: sexually, socially, spiritually, and vocationally. This doesn't mean there are no other areas to live an exemplary life, but if we are faithful in these four areas, we likely will be faithful in those other areas as well. Paul is teaching here in the same way Jesus did, in emphasizing the first command: love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Then he added a second: love your neighbor as yourself, Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. Paul said we should practice brotherly love, 1 Thessalonians 4, 9 and 10. If we already are, then we should do so more and more. We can do this because as Christians we have been taught by God to love each other. This agape love about which we have been taught is provided for us by work of the Holy Spirit. He continuously pours this love into our hearts. If we are truly sanctified, we will be like an artesian well with the love of God spilling out of our lives in gracious, exemplary behavior that pleases God and wins the respect of outsiders. In other words, informed, surrendered, and obedient believers will make a positive impact on the world around them. Does this describe your life? Do a reality check.